Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Hey, Sonia, how you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Okay, I got a email saying that my credit card was declined. I could pretty much understand why, because I cut it off at that one time and now I got it back on. Now, here's the thing. I have been getting two issues of the same kit. Okay, you know what I mean? I got issue one twice. I got issue two twice. I don't want to get issue three twice.
All right. Could you verify the name and address, please?
It's Ira Farrell, I-R-A-F-E-R-R-E-L-L. And the account number, if you need that, are you ready?
No, just verify the address.
Oh, okay. It's 50 Willow Wind Lane.
All right. Thanks for verifying that. And I have the Star Trek Enterprise D buildup.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It shows here. So your shipment from May 5th should have been issues 3, 4, 5, and 6 with the binder.
Right. Right. I got two of those.
You got two
of that. What? Of I got issue one with a I guess it's, what do you call them, the bags. I got two bags in there, and a pamphlet saying that dependents are on the way. I got issue one. I got those twice. I got issue two twice, and I'm waiting on issue three. I don't want to get that twice.
Okay, you won't receive it twice. It just shows it was shipped on the 5th of May.
Yeah, the 5th of May. So I already got issue two, right?
No, that's issues 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Okay, the first part's coming to me. What is that called?
That's your introductory.
Okay, and the second one is called what?
That's your first shipment. That's your next shipment.
I don't want to confuse you or anything, saying issue.
I'm not confused. It's just I'm answering your question, because you're asking about what is issue one and two. That's your first. That's the introductory.
Right. Okay.
And then it says on the site, 2 weeks after you receive your introductory, you're going to receive your next four kits.
Right. Okay, so I got the introductory kit twice, and I got the kits after that twice.
Okay, I'm only showing that the introductory was shipped back on April the 27th. I don't see a reshipment on it.
I did not ship it back yet because I still have it, and I was waiting on the second wave to come in, and I got that twice. So, like I said, I got the first one introductory, and I got the second one. I got both of the.
Yes, you were supposed to receive those together, one and two.
But why do I get them? Why do I have two of each? That's what I'm getting at.
I don't know, sir, why you were packaged two of each, but it shows here, the only thing it shows that was shipped are the issues, the introductory one and two, and the issues 3, 4, 5, and 6 with a binder.
Okay. So I just need to send those, the extra ones I have, send them back to you, right?
No, sir. We don't ask customers to return product if they received it in error, because we don't want you to pay the return postage on it.
I already got an email saying I could.
Okay, if you want to, sure. Go ahead.
I mean, I have to pay the postage and handling and everything else, but I decided I would keep those two extra ones. But the next one that comes out, I don't want to was it 7, 8, 9, 10 or whatever it is. You know, issues 7, 8, 9, and 10.
So you don't want 7, 8, 9, and 10?
I do want it, but I don't
want to
receive two of them.
Okay, it's scheduled to ship to the warehouse on the 28th of May. Sir, it's not going to be two. I mean, you probably received that in error. I do apologize for you receiving it in error, but every order is not going to be doubled.
Okay. It might be up under another account number or something like that. I'm not sure, but I guess I'll figure that out here later on.
Yes, you did have two subscriptions. You did. And one is canceled.
Yeah.
So that's why you received that. Yes.
Okay.
But
so
your active subscription shows yes.
So I'm supposed to receive one every month now. And,
yes.
Can you do me a favor and change the shipping address?
One moment. All right, what should the address be?
78. Oh, I'm sorry. Nick, come on. I just had it. 7763 Carnes Ferry Road in Columbia. Oh, hold on 1 second here. All right. Yeah, I want to change the shipping address to hey, come on, this is not the one I'm looking for. Hold on. Hate to type your time here. Let me make sure. Nope, that's not it either. Take coming. It's 7736 Garner's Ferry Road. That's in Columbia, South Carolina. 29209.
And that was 7736. What's the street?
Yes, 7736 Garners, Garners, Ferry, Ferry, Road. And it's
right,
in care of, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All right, in care of O'Reilly's. And,
so what, care of O'Reilly's?
Yeah, just 7736 Garnes Ferry Road, O'Reilly's. That's the store that I work at. I'd just rather have it shipped over here to the store than wait on it over here at the house. You know, I don't trust people around here.
All right, so we have the address updated to 7736 Garnes Ferry Road in Columbia, South Carolina, 29209.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Anything else I could help with today?
No, but, well, they said they couldn't use my credit card last time, but they can now. I guess that'll be June 5th. It will be charged, I guess.
It will be charged as soon as the order shipped.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, Sonia.
You're welcome.
Hope you have a good day.
You as well.
All right.
Thanks for calling
Bye.
Eagle Moss. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye.